Hello and welcome back. Let's talk about the intro, writing the outro, and finding a soundtrack. The introduction sets the tone. In other words, it helps the listener decide for themselves whether they want to stay and listen to the rest of your podcast or leave right away. So you'll want to make sure that you set the tone in a correct manner. So what is a correct manner? Well, the correct manner is knowing your audience and how can you relate to your audience. And that's crucial. So you want to make sure that whether it's your voice or whether it's somebody else's voice, that you can relate to your demographics. So you really need to know who your audience is. Is it mainly male? Is it mainly female? Is it mainly teenagers, kids, whoever? Older, you know, seniors, grandfathers, grandmas, fathers, wives, husbands, different types of careers, and things like that. So if you can relate to the person right away and show them that you've experienced what they're experiencing or you can help them in such a way, they are likely to stay. You don't want to sell just yet. There are a lot of podcasts out there that will say, hey, come visit my site right away. People don't care about that in reality. And yes, it might work in some situations, but people, what they care about is how you're going to solve their problems. If you solve their problems, they're going to naturally want to know more about you. So I recommend don't sell yet. You can tell a little bit about you and your sites, but don't sell yet. Try to provide as much content or show that you are about to provide content first and foremost. And the goal is also to get people into the right mindset before they begin to listen to your podcast. If you can get them into the right frame of mind, then you can actually create a high converting podcast and a high engagement podcast before you even ever have gotten started. So that's the beauty of an intro. Now, let me show you exactly what you can do to begin writing it. So I've split this up into parts. What you can say is relating. So the first part, we relate to the person. The second part, we try to remove as many distractions so that we can get them into the right mindset so that they can focus. Then the third thing is going to be the purpose or the benefits. Basically, what you're going to teach. Or if it's a general thing and you don't want to change your intro too many times, you want to have a general benefit. And then of course, the last thing is going to position you as the expert. So kind of like I talked about earlier, you're about to get on stage and somebody introduces you, they're all excited, they introduce you as the expert, then the audience is focused and interested in listening to you. But if it's done incorrectly, then, and they don't really know you, then guess what? The intro may actually hurt you. So let's talk about relating. You can get a voiceover artist that can relate to the demographics, say something like this: podcasting from his or her, that's you. So if you're a male, it'll be his. If you're a female, it'll be her. Where? Your office, your room, your location, where? Now, I want you to think about this. Don't just pick one. Pick one that actually relates to your demographics. So if your demographics, and you know your demographics is on the go or wherever, then you can do something that might relate to them. So if your audience tends to be in the office a lot, hey, pick the office. Or pick an area where they want to be. So maybe you could do a podcast on the side of a beach or something. Obviously, you want to be truthful, but you want to pick a location where you're actually doing the podcast. But pick a place that makes them feel relaxed. So you can say office, room, location, where, your car even. It can be anywhere. So basically, where somebody wants to be. Then from your city, state, country. You can be city, state, you can do state, country, or just state or country. It's up to you. Just locations, just makes it more personable. Then remove distractions. Grab a cup of coffee, glass of water, something relaxing, grab a pen and paper. Basically, get them in the frame of mind of, okay, this is what I want you to do. Grab something that is enjoyable, because this is going to be enjoyable. And then think about distractions. Put away distractions. What distractions? Focus on your demographics. Do your demographics have children? Maybe say something like, okay, put the kids to bed. Maybe your demographics don't have a lot of, you know, children. Maybe they're mainly working a lot. Maybe they don't have children, or maybe they're a single parent, maybe whoever. Basically, focus on your demographics, because this is a great way to relate to them. So put away the distractions. List the distractions. Not too many. Just put one sentence or two sentences, or just a few words. Then the purpose. You can say, get ready to learn how to blank. And this will be the main benefit of your whole podcast. So in this case, you're learning to create a podcast. So if I was making a podcast about how to learn how to create a podcast, I would say, get ready to learn how to create a podcast that will do what? Because the podcast needs to do something, right? The end result is that it's going to brand you as an expert and bring you sales. So that's what I'm going to put, right? So that's an opportunity to put the benefit. And then the last thing is going to position you as the expert. Now, here is your host for blank. That's going to be your company name. Not your name, but your company name or your podcast name. Basically, what you're going to put up on iTunes. So that's going to rebrand you. And then, of course, you can also position yourself as the expert. So your expertise, I could say podcast expert, and then your first name, and then of course your last name. So you can pause this, copy this if you want to. I'm going to go through really quick, and I'm just going to write this out for you. All right, so I'm going to paste this here. Let's start with this here. Okay, I'm going to remove relate and say podcasting from his, let's say, I could say from his office, I could say from the lake, I could say from the something else, but just don't think too much about it. We're just going to say country, so United States, and we could be more specific. We could say something like California or Atlanta or something, you know, California. I'm just making stuff up as I go. From his office, from California. Grab a cup of coffee as usual, and pen and paper, and okay, so let's say for example, my demographics, they tend to be really busy, they have their iPhones on them a lot, so I can say put away your mobile phones. And focus on my demographics. Mobile phones. Grab a cup of coffee. A pen and paper. And put away your mobile phones. And when I write scripts for voiceover scripts, I like to break things up, so that when the voiceover artist is reading it, they emphasize things in the beginning. So I tend to put like verbs in the beginning and break them up. And get ready to learn how to create a podcast that'll brand you as the expert and bring you sales. Now, here is your host for, we'll just call this Podcast Masters. And here's marketing expert John Smith. Since John Smith is always being used, use Pocahontas with that, just John Smith. I'll just use John Smith. So John Smith, and that'll be our intro. So usually I'll leave it like that. And I'll just say final intro. And usually I will... do something like this. Just make it easier to read for the voiceover artist. So just read through it, make sure it sounds good, and we're good to go. Now, the outro, on the other hand, is going to be like this. So let me run through it really quick. The outro, basically the purpose is to get people to share your podcast, get them to listen to your other podcasts, and get them to your website. So people like to be shown appreciation. So you can say, thanks for listening to your podcast. So whatever that might be. So in this case, we could say something like Podcast Master. So I'm going to go ahead and just copy this over so I can show you as an example. So thanks for listening to your podcast name, first and last name, call to action. Tell people to do what? Share the podcast with your friends and families and colleagues. Go to yourdomain.com, which is going to be your domain. And then, of course, point to your other podcasts. Make sure to check out location of your podcast. Tell them specifically where it's going to be as well. Now, this is an opportunity to get them to listen to your other podcasts or to get them to your site. You don't have to do what I'm doing, but I'm just giving you some information on how to, you know, get them to take action. So normally with this formula and blueprint, if they really enjoy your podcast, then they're probably going to want to check out your other podcasts. That's going to be natural. You'd rather have people that are interested in your stuff to come to your site rather than people that are not interested. And that's why I'd recommend that you put it at the very end. Now, in terms of the length of your podcast, you shouldn't go too long. Go look up some podcasts and see how long they are to get an idea of your niche and what people are looking for. So I'm going to go ahead and fill these in. So thanks for listening to Podcast Masters or Marketing Masters, whatever, with John Smith. So the voiceover actor person is obviously going to say something like, thanks for listening to Podcast Masters with John Smith. Enjoyed this podcast? If so, we hope you will share our address at www.yourdomain.com to your family, friends, and colleagues. And then, of course, you can say, make sure to check out, you can say the specific section or www.yourdomain.com/podcast for more podcasts. We look forward to sharing with you another session of Podcast Masters. So you can change it up. You can tell them to fill out a form. You can tell them to fill out a squeeze page, because at the very end, they have trusted you. They have trusted you enough to basically listen to your whole podcast. So that's pretty much it. You don't want it to be too long, just a couple of sentences, and that's it. Now let's talk about soundtracks. How can you go about finding places to get professional-looking soundtracks? Well, there is one particular site. It's called audiojungle.net, and I personally use this, so I can recommend that AudioJungle is a great site for high-quality music. Now, you're not looking for something too long. You're looking for something that's probably about the size of your audio. So you could wait till you actually get the finalized intro and outro so you have an idea of what to include. But what you could do is once you have the intro and outro, you can go to Audio Jungle and find a audio clip that is the same size as the intro and outro. Generally speaking, you want to have it less than 30 seconds. No more than 30 seconds. Otherwise, it's too long, you're going to lose people's attention, and they're simply going to leave your site. So logos and indents are generally the ones that you're looking for. So we're going to go here. And you can actually look for specific soundtracks that may portray different feels. So demographic-wise, if you know your audience, then obviously you're going to know what kind of music they may like and might be popular in their day and age, and basically something that they can relate to. Do you want them to be in a fun environment? Do you want them to be in a more serious environment? You know, stuff like banjos, children's music actually are good logo indents. It's actually quite interesting. But children's music, because it actually brings people back to their positive, happy-go-lucky type music. Let's just listen to a few. All right, so let's play that again. So you could have that. You could have something like positive, happy. Or you could have something more serious. In fact, if you go to music and you go under here, you can actually see all the different categories. You can look for, you know, motivational music, serious business music. In fact, I can type that in right now, like corporate logos and indents. So it really depends on your voiceover. So for example, if your voiceover is really, really fast, you might want to get something like, you know, really, really fast. Not necessarily a rock and roll, but something of that tune. If it's slower, then obviously you want to choose something that might be slower and more peaceful and impactful. So definitely try it out. Go to audiojungle.net. Let your, you know, family, friends, colleagues, give you some ideas about, okay, does this sound good? Does this sound good? I would definitely pick something, but also talk to somebody also in your demographics to see what they think as well. Because if you think about it, once you have set, then you want to stick with it. So that's it. Let's move on in the next video.